It's KRCB's California Update. I'm Mark Prell. What looked like a setback in California's economic recovery might have only been a temporary lull. Ben Adler has more from Sacramento on Friday's strong jobs report from the state's employment development departments.
Not only did California add 18,000 jobs in March, what's more, February's original 4,000 job gain was revised all the way up to nearly 40,000. That's welcome news after a lousy January when the state only picked up 1,500 new jobs. The unemployment rate actually grew a tenth of a point last month to an even 11%, but that's likely due to previously discouraged workers re-entering the workforce. About a quarter of California counties have single-digit jobless rates, led by Marin at 7% and San Mateo at 7.5%. Orange and San Francisco counties are also doing well at a shade over 8%. Colusa and Imperial have the worst unemployment rates at more than 26%. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
A California lawmaker wants to overhaul the controversial new fire fee on rural property owners to quell some criticism. Democratic Assemblyman Wes Chesbrough's bill would shift the fee from an equal charge for everyone to one based on factors like property size and fire risk. It would also let a property owner who already pays a local fire fee to deduct that amount from the $150 state fee.
There are many members, probably every rural member, who would like to get rid of the fee. My challenge in attracting some Republican votes is finding some Republicans who are willing to say, I'm against it, I hate it, but like the Democrat from the North Coast, the next best thing is to try to make it fair.
But one of the fee's leading GOP critics says the court will find it unconstitutional anyway, so he doesn't support making smaller changes. The Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association plans to challenge the fee as soon as the state starts to collect it. From KRCB Public Radio, that's the California Update. Find other stories at northbayvoice.org.